The Trump administration wants to hold an oil lease sale in the Beaufort Sea next year. That means the federal government has to figure out how to manage all the potential risks, risks like oil spills or impacts to bowhead whales. And it turns out, the risk of flying objects falling from the sky. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
When the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management asked for public input about allowing more oil development in the Beaufort Sea, letters came in from all the usual places. Oil lobbying groups called for more access to drilling. Environmentalists raised concerns about climate change and how oil development could harm wildlife. But one letter arrived from an institution you might not think of as having a stake in Arctic oil development. NASA. That, from a video taken by the University of Alaska Fairbanks, is the sound of a rocket launching from Poker Flat Research Range. Kathy Rich is director of Poker Flat.
What we're known for is doing research on the aurora.
At Poker Flat, scientists shoot rockets into the sky to study the northern lights. Rich says that research is important because the aurora is like a visual manifestation of the sun's energy entering the Earth's upper atmosphere. And that energy can affect things like cell phone communications or the electrical grid. But Rich says sometimes the rockets they launch to study the aurora end up flying quite a ways.
If we're looking for something that's fairly far north, it's going to come down in the Beaufort Sea. Or the Arctic Ocean, one or the other.
And that explains why NASA has concerns about oil development in Arctic waters. NASA is the agency that funds Poker Flat. According to a letter sent by the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, the space agency estimates that 70 rocket parts have landed in the Beaufort Sea since the 1960s. And because they're using higher-performing rockets nowadays, NASA thinks an increasing number could end up in the Beaufort, just as the Trump administration is gearing up to allow more oil development there. To be sure, Rich says it's extremely unlikely that rocket parts will come crashing down on oil rigs. That's because they wouldn't launch them in the first place if they think anyone or anything of value could be in danger. Rich says what's more likely to happen is that research opportunities could be limited by more oil activity in the Beaufort Sea.
The downrange area that we have is, it can be kind of like threading a needle, you know, with all the various things that we need to avoid. So every time that you have to add something else in that needs to be avoided, that can result in fewer launch opportunities for us.
But Rich says she's optimistic that NASA and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, will be able to work something out. In an emailed statement, BOEM spokesman John Callahan said the agency will work with NASA to explore the safest options as they move forward with potential oil and gas leasing. Callahan added BOEM recognizes the value of NASA's research, saying, quote, "It's not all rocket science, but it is incredibly important work." For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.